It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. If you ever use Microsoft Word, you know that when you want to save a document, you can click on the little floppy disk icon. That's weird. When's the last time you actually used one of those disks? 10 years ago? 12? Alexis Madrigal of The Atlantic has been looking into antiquated metaphors we use in modern technologies.
People need these sort of visual cues, these ways of thinking about what the computer's doing, because, you know, at its heart, it's just zeros and ones. And there's actually a name for this. It's called skeuomorph. It's a way that designers play with nature of human perception, which is that we need to draw on the physical world, usually, in order to understand the digital world.
A skeuomorph is like the click a digital camera makes unnecessarily, or the locking sound on your phone.
The same thing happens even with electric cars, right? They don't make a lot of noise, and so people are worried that, therefore, they're going to hit more people.
Right.
And so they're trying to put artificial car noises. They're going like vroom, right? Even though that is no longer necessary. And in fact, when cars first came about, people hated the idea that they were so loud. But now we're used to it, and so we need those signals.
Then there's the idea of files and folders on your computer. Google tried to get rid of the metaphor of folders on Gmail, but users got upset. They needed folders to connect the tactile with the digital. Madrigal says the metaphors we use may change in the years to come, but we'll always be dealing with the gap between old and new worlds.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, the new metaphors, I feel like, are almost like you can see them in the actual movements of people's fingers. So you can see little kids go to a book sometimes, and they do that thing where they pinch their fingers outwards.
Yes.
They start with their fingers pinched in, and then they expand out. And what that does on an iPad or on an iPhone is to zoom in, right? But obviously that doesn't work on a book. And so what you're seeing there is you're seeing this bouncing out of the phone, this metaphor for zooming.
Yeah,
right?
Extending into physical space.
Extending into physical space, the idea that what a zoom is, you have to spread your fingers open like that.
Alexis Madrigal of The Atlantic. If you're looking for video games with good guys and bad guys, you have plenty of options. If you like moral ambiguity, our game guy Ben Kuchera of Penny Arcade recommends Spec Ops.
It actually really explores what happens when soldiers fight kind of away from the chain of command, and they have to make their own decisions. And in a lot of cases, those situations are very hard to deal with on a moral level.
So how do you play?
Well, it is what's called a third-person shooter, so you see your character. You're not fighting normal combatants. This is, in a lot of cases, American soldiers versus American soldiers. There are civilians. The CIA is there. It's a very convoluted story.
Because it's unclear who the good guys are and the bad guys are. The bad guys aren't monsters like in Halo or Doom or something.
You know, someone once told me that to write a very good villain, you have to create someone who completely thinks they're doing the right thing. And from a certain point of view, everyone you encounter in this game thinks they're doing the right thing from their point of view. And you're given these moments where you have to make decisions about what you should do with very incomplete information. And how you handle these situations and how you handle each fight determines how the game ends. And what you think you're doing is sometimes very different than what you actually achieve with your actions.
He's Ben Kuchera. The game is Spec Ops. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.